זה שיש בי אספש חוץ ונחל גדול של חיים צבי בכל צריך לצער וסחוס שאין דוחן המס מלכה יצחק משה בן מלכה רחל בן סקאולה וראשון לברכה בצלם בכל מסי ידיהם ונשא בסמר צסטר בסוב שמואל הרבה בן יעקב שכנה שלמה בן שמעון And we're going to be learning about the Indian of Torah Lishma. We've been studying the Nefesh HaChaim. As we spoke about, the Nefesh HaChaim defines Torah Lishma as L'Shem Torah, based on the Rosh in Meseches Nedarim. L'Hosif Lekach U'Pilpul, to add understanding to the Torah. The Rosh writes, Kigon Leido Lahavin Ulhosif Lekach U'Pilpul. And Reb Chaim writes, Inyan Lishma Perish L'Shem HaTorah. Hadibur Binyanei Mitzvah Chosem Yeh Lishman Perish L'Shem HaDivrei Torah. Hainu Leido Lahavin Ulhosif Lekach U'Pilpul. To understand, that's what Torah Lishma is. That you want to understand the Torah and you want to understand. You want to add Chedushim to the Torah. Give and take, questions, answers. That's Torah Lishma. That's the opinion of Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. The Balatanya writes, L'shma einu k'dei l'kasher nafsho l'Hashem ha'idei ha'sagas ha'torah ish k'fi sichlo. He says that L'shma is to connect one's soul to Hashem through understanding the Torah, a man according to sichel. The Reb Chaim, as we learned, is sholel, negates the idea that the Torah is, that limud L'shma is dveikus. He says it's not dveikus. If you want dveikus, say Tehillim all day. He says Torah L'shma is for the sake of Torah, to add on to Torah, to shteig, to lumdus, analysis. That's Torah Lishma. Again, we had a number of shiurim explaining this more in depth. We can't take his words at face value because there are too many kashas. But that's definitely an aspect of Lishma. But it's not Tveikus. The Baal HaTanya writes that it's to be makashi or nefesh to Hashem through being masik Torah. Ish kefi sichlo. Everybody according to their seichel. That's Lishma, to connect to Hashem. So in this shiur, we're going to explore the opinion of Maran Rav Kook Zatzal in his Sefer Oros HaTorah. In the second Tarek of Oros HaTorah, says Maran Rabbeinu Zatzal, Inyan Torah Lishma, Lishem HaTorah. Torah Lishma is for the sake of Torah. His son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, in his Maimer Torah Lishma, Ve'aretz Lishma, writes that there are different madrigas in Limud HaTorah. The lowest madriga is Lekanter. You want to start up with your friend, you want to show you, you want to slug him up. A little higher than that, but also a very low level, is for your own gaiva, for your ego. Like the Gemara says in Nedarim, they should call me a chacham, they should call me a rabbi, they should call me a goyin. No. It's not why we learn. Higher than this is learning in order to get parnasa. But then Torah zekardam lachborba. Higher than that is learning in order to be makabel pras, to receive reward, this world, the next world. But again, Torah is all, in all these cases, Torah is just a means to an end. Then there's Torah Menas Lasos, in order to fulfill what it says in the Torah. But then it's still a means to keeping mitzvahs. So what's Lishma? So this is the Lashon of Tzvi Yehuda Kook. Mitoch Shaychut Pnimit Shebetiviyut Havayatenu. Very cooky language. I don't say this Chas V'Shalom with any zilzal. Anyone who knows the hundreds of Shiurim, I think hundreds in Rav Kook, knows that I not only have the most respect for him, I actually consider him one of my main rabbeim. If I'm zochet to be a Talmud, I'm obviously not, but if I could be, I would be. Shmitoch shayachut pnimit shebetiviyut havayatenu shel kedushat nishmatenu ha'yisraelit v'dveikuta b'dvar Hashem. From deeper connection in the nature of our existence, the holiness of our Jewish soul, and its connection and clinging to the Word of God. That's why we're learning Torah. To connect to Hashem through Torah. You don't want any schar, you just want Torah. There was once a rich man who told an avreich in Merkas Harav that he's going to be mefarnes him with the condition that all of his Lima Torah goes to this rich man. He says, all expenses paid, but it's all your schar is coming to me. So he went to Ritzvi Yehuda, and Ritzvi Yehuda said to him, psh, nifla, now you can learn Torah l'shma, and not for Olam Haba. Unbelievable. Wow. Okay, so that's what the Rav writes, back to the Orot HaTorah. Inyan Torah l'shma l'shem HaTorah. Ki mitziyut ha-chokhma hu ritzon Hashem yitbarach shetiyah b'foal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Torah should be actualized in this world. And then the world will be filled with the chokhma of Hashem. And therefore we learn Torah because this is the ratzon of Hashem. We want the chokhma of Hashem to be b'foal in this world, actualized in this world. V'hi mitziyut. Yoter nechmada u'meula mikol ma she'efshar lechashev. And this is a much better, more elevated mitzius than anything you can imagine. V'talmud Torah keneged kulam. V'ein achisaron ki'im mitzideinu. We think, mistakenly, that there are things that are more important than learning. Shemitzad hayotenu shku'im baguf. Ein anu mikirim et kol inyan godel v'chozek v'ilui mitziuta. Because we're so submerged in the body, we don't recognize the greatness of the Chochmas HaTorah. The Rambam in the Moira, in Chelek Aleph, in Os Chavah, in Perek Chavav, right, there are three Svarim in the Moira, and each one is composed of many, many Prakim. This is in the 26th Perek of the first Sefer. Writes that since people are very, very physical, they think that only what you can touch is what it exists, what you touch exists, what you perceive with your senses exists, and what you can't doesn't exist. And therefore, for them, the Torah uses physical attributes, the Torah attributes physical characteristics regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, if we say, listen, God has no body, they would think there's no God. If you don't have a body, how do you exist? Ein lo demus haguf, ein lo guf. We've recently been writing an elucidation, we'll call it, of Rav Kook's parish on the Siddur. We've been zoche. So we explain Yigdal. So he explains beautifully what it means, ein lo demus guf, ein lo demus haguf. Ayin sham. Says the Rambam, if you don't have a goof, you don't exist. So for these people, the Torah uses physical, the Torah attributes physical characteristics to Hashem. That Hashem has eyes, ki eini Hashem einav mishotos b'chol haaretz. Hashem has legs, ko amar Hashem hashemayim kisiv haaretz hadom raglai. Hashem has hands, Yimin Hashem Osechayil. Hashem has a nose, Vayichar Af Hashem. But it's only for these people. That's the only way they'll be able to understand. But as far as we're concerned, we know that Hashem has no physical characteristics. Okay, that's the Rambam's approach to understanding why the Torah attributes physical characteristics to Hashem. There are other explanations. Right, the incorrect one is that God actually has physical characteristics. That's the incorrect one. But that's the Rambam and the Moira. Good, it's nice to spread around so far. We've seen the Baal HaTanya, we've seen Chaim Volozhiner, we've seen Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, we've seen Rav Kook, the Moira, a lot of interesting things. And Rabbeinu Shalom, we're not even 10 minutes in yet. Ki mitziyut ha-chokhma ha-rotzon Hashem yitbarach shetiya b'foal. ואם מציאות יותר נחמדה ומעולה מכל אשר מה שאפשר להיחשב ואין החיסרון כי מצידנו שמצד היותנו שקועים בגוף אינו מכירים כל עניין גודל וחוזק ולא מציאותה. We don't understand the greatness of Chochma because we are in jail in our physical bodies. ואין וחוכמת התורה הרי גילוי האלוקי כפי רצונו יתברך הבא מצד עבודתנו ותלמודנו. The Torah is the revelation, the godly, the most elevated godly revelation. But it's talui in our avoda and our Talmud and our limud. Sometimes you hear two women speaking. By the way, much of what I'm saying is based on the commentary to Oros HaTorah of the Rav. So you hear two ladies speaking, and one is embarrassed. She says, "Oh, my son's in yeshiva. Embarrassed. What's he doing with his life?" And the other one is so proud. "Ooh, my son's in university. My son's in Columbia. My son's in Harvard. Woo!" And then the first woman says, "No, it's not that I'm against Torah, but I told my son he should do something for real, like something related to the real world. He has to be in this world, not just to be in yeshiva, something beneficial." So the Rav relates to that in a sefer Oros HaKodesh in Chelek Beis and page Shin Ches. B'katnut ha'dat munach eres pnimi. A person who has a small amount of das is poisoned. Shenedme al yado shekol antaka menachol el hakodesh hidchia meyishut el afsiut. He thinks that every time you detach yourself from the secular to the holy, you are going from existence to non-existence. The secular is existence, the real world, and then you're in the Beis Medrash. No, that's afsius. That's nothing. That's zero. Mamshich harav ve'af al pi she'odal chitzonit menagedet lazeh. Even though externally he'll oppose this. If you ask him, "You think that you're wasting your time if you're learning Torah, if you're involved in Ruchnias?" He won't admit it because he's dati, he's a religious person, "I'm an Orthodox Jew." מצד קבלת האמונה שמסעדת את כל כושל, גם הנשפל בקטנות, בכל זאת בעצמיותה של ההכרה החסר, זה היסוד המאיר, המזהיר את נשמת האדם בתוכיותה, שעל ידו הנשמה תבועה כולה בהכרתה העליונה, שכל הנתקה מן החול אל הקודש, היא בריחה מחורבן ואפסיות אל היישוב, המילוי והישות הכבירה והאיתנה, אל חיי החיים בעוצם מקוריותם והזרמת שפעתם ההומיה מלאת המנוחה והעוז. Says the Rav, it's as they say in modern Hebrew, הפוך על הפוך, פונקט פקרת. That when you're in the world of Chol, that's the Afsius. When you're in the world of Kodesh, that's the true existence. The only way Chol has any value is if it's connected to Kodesh. The only reason anything secular has value is if it's connected to something holy. We believe in the body, we don't despise the body, like the Rambam writes in the fourth parak of the Shemona Prakim, because that's the basis for the revelation of our souls in this world. Just like you need a cup for water. But the water is the ikar, not the cup. הרב כותב שם בעמוד שין יוד, מהו הדבר הנוטל את טעם החיים מההיגיון העליון? Why don't you feel the taste of life when you're learning היגיון עליון, when you're learning these elevated logical studies of Torah, of Chassidus, of Kabbalah, of deep lomdus? Why don't you feel the time of chaim? מהו העניין המראה את נפשות שלא יחושו את נועם הקודש את אור השם ולא יבשו את כל מעשיהם ושאיפות חייהם על פיו? What poisons people that they don't feel the pleasant holiness, the light of God, and they're not going to base all their deeds and the aspirations of their life on this? והרב משיב, רק אותו הדמיון המתאה המראה את הוד האצילות בצורה שוממה ואת כל המהומה שבחיים בצורה מיושבת ובנויה. You know what it is? It's your imagination. It's that imagination that misleads a person, that shows that this noble splendor, the holiness, the neshama, is shomem, it's desolate. And all the mehumah shebachayim, a person says, ooh, look at Midtown Manhattan in the olden days, back then when people walked in Midtown Manhattan. And he's going there, and he's going here, and he's a company, he's in finance, and he's a big lawyer, and he just bought a building, and he just bought 6 nursing homes, and then you go to Silicon Valley, and look at what they're creating, look at what Google's doing, look at what Facebook is doing, and Twitter, and all this hundreds of billions of dollars worth of business, and social media, and everything that's so exciting, and you go to Madison Square Garden. I remember being a kid going to Madison Square Garden, 20, 30, 40,000 people. I don't know how much Madison Square Garden sits. But I have so many thousands of people screaming, shouting, giving each other high fives. Back in my day, it was Michael Jordan, and it was Chris Mullin, and it was Charles Barkley, and all the gedoyle gedoylim. He's jumping, he's throwing, he's passing, and there's so much excitement, and there's so much movement. Then you leave, you walk out of Madison Square Garden into the cold New York City night. Ah! And then you're right there. I don't know if it still exists, but they used to have Jerusalem 2 pizza. Right next to the garden. You go get a pizza. Oh, there's so many people in the pizza shop. You get a pizza, you get a drink, you sit there, you see your friends, how you doing, you give high fives. That's life. And Ruchnius is dry, it's dead, it's empty. Mashu sheker hayoter misoav shebaolam. And this is the most impure falsehood in the world. And this is what distances a person from his neshama. Thinking that all that nonsense is life. Mamshich kana rav. Vine kol alomed Torah umotzi meakoach el hapoal et metziuta chuchmata mitzad nafsho. Anybody who learns Torah actualizes the metzius of chachma from his soul. Different people have different souls, and the light that comes to one soul will be different than the light comes to another person's soul. The analysis, the understanding, the connection will be different for each person. Therefore you're increasing Torah when you learn, because nobody can learn Torah the way you learn. Everybody has their own way, everybody has their own understanding. Everybody has to have their own chelek. God wants Torah to increase, and therefore the correct way is that you should learn Torah because you love this great light. When you're learning Torah and you understand it, that's the chiddush. Hashem wants Torah to increase. You love God's great light. You love the Megillah and Metzius of Torah, and you want it to become greater and greater. So just the fact that you're learning is a Chiddush, that it shines on your soul. Like Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, the name is Rebbe the Gra. What's a Chiddushei Torah? You understand things better. That's the Chiddush. You didn't understand it before. People think, oh, I have to say something nobody ever said before. People work so hard to think of something nobody ever said before. Relax! Just understand what it says. It's a chiddush by you. V'kol shekein lechadesh b'Torah, if you have new ideas, it's even better. Shuvadai hagdalat haTorah mamash be'or kaful. So if you're mechadesh in Torah, that's increasing Torah with even greater light. Okay, so this is part one of our analysis of Torah Lishma, based on the Rav Zatzal says. And the Mirtz Hashem, in future Shiurim, we will expand more. We've completed Os Aleph. Next year, hopefully, we'll see Os Beis. B'li Neder. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening.